One of the most important parts about summer is putting on that sunscreen. And as a mom, I put a lot of sunscreen on those kids. Blake Brooks is a board-certified dermatologist and hair specialist. You can find her at Fairfield Dermatology or at fairfieldderm.com. Blake, my mom and I were having a discussion about this yesterday because already my little one, my six-year-old, somehow got sunburned on her face even though we've been using the stick. But she insists that using the sunscreen stick is not the same as using the lotion. True or false?
The thing with the stick and the thing with the sprays is you want to make sure that the application is even. As long as that sunscreen is being applied evenly, you're all set.
Blake, I mean, I don't know what's up with TikTok. Sometimes they say some crazy things, but I heard that SPF was a conspiracy. I heard that just recently. That seems like something that can't be true, right?
Oh, my goodness. No, that is not true. Do not listen to that. No, SPF is really, really important. As a dermatologist, what I see in my clinics every single day is the effect of UV exposure on the skin, and that includes things like skin aging, pigmentation, and definitely skin cancers, right? I cut them out every day.
I saw on Instagram that even if you get sunburned one time, that multiplies your chances to get skin cancer in the future. Is that true?
Yes. Prior sun exposure, especially sunburns, can definitely significantly increase your risk of skin cancer. So you want to be really careful, but you can't change the past, right? And what you can do is protect yourself in the future.
That makes me happy because when I was 19, I put so much oil on my body.
Oh, like, it was how we lived.
Yeah, if Banana Boat had like a SPF -6, but it was going to have oil in it, that's what I put on my face.
The Hawaiian Tropic. It was like a thick... Yeah. Pink, like, just, oh, it was wild.
Tanning
smelled
beds.
Great, though.
Oh, I lived dangerously, Blake. It was right. A different time.
So tanning beds, definitely something we want to avoid, and you're not alone. So many of my patients talk about the past and regret their decisions. But one time of a tanning bed use before the age of 20 increases your risk of melanoma by over 40%.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a really big one.
Doctor, what do you say to the person that says, I burn once and then I tan?
Oh, no, no. So there's no such thing as a base tan. Every time you go into the sun without sun protection, you're actually mutating skin cells. And the accumulation of those mutations is what leads to skin cancer. So there is no such thing as a safe tan. There's no such thing as a base tan.
So let's talk about the differences in the SPFs. Is it true that anything over 30 is the same? Like if they're just putting numbers on? Because, you know, you see the Neutrogena 100 SPF for the kids and you buy it because you think, well, that's got to offer more protection. But is it actually giving any more protection?
In terms of the number, SPF 30 in studies lead to about 97% protection from UVB rays. But the problem is that nobody applies sunscreen the way that we apply sunscreen. You would go through a bottle of sunscreen so quickly, and we usually throw them out before because they're expired, right?
Yeah.
So going above probably does provide some additional protection. The other thing is that if you keep it in heat, the heat can actually make it break down faster. If you have that out at the, you know, the beach and it's sitting in the sun all day, that probably isn't going to provide as long a protection as you think.
Okay, so how many times should we really be applying every day? Let's say I'm at the beach or I'm on vacation. How long before I have to reapply?
What we typically say is every 2 hours. And the reason for that is that when you put sunscreen on, part of the way that you're getting that protection is through that kind of even application I was referring to before. But you have to remember that that 2 hour mark is from the time that you apply the sunscreen, not the time from when you're in the sun.
I mean, this is all really great information. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Rules.
We appreciate it. Yeah,
I feel so terrible about myself right now, but I hope that you, I think that you've helped some people. It's just, unfortunately, not me already at this point. I'm doomed.
Board-certified dermatologist Blake Brooks. You can find her at Fairfield Dermatology, fairfieldderm.com. Thank you so much.